And when you look in the Cathedral of Chartres in the west portal, you will see the Madonna as the throne with the little child Jesus as the world emperor on her lap. That is the same image that's come over.
And you say the Christian fathers took this image?
Definitely, and they really say so. You read the second letter of Peter, and he says, those forms which were merely mythological forms in the past are now incarnate and actual in our Savior. It was a mythology of the Savior, the dead and resurrected God. And it's associated with the moon, which dies and is resurrected every month. And you have the three nights dark, and you have Christ 3 nights in the tomb, and 3 days in the tomb, and all this kind of thing. It's an intentional saying that which was merely talked about is now fact. And no one knows what the date of Christmas ought to be, but it's put on the date of the summer, of the winter solstice, when the nights begin to be shorter and the days longer, the birth of light. And so there is a idea of death to the past and birth to the future in our lives and in our thinking all the time. Death to the animal nature, birth to the spiritual, and these symbols are talking about it one way or another.
So when the council...
And the goddess is the one who brings it about. The second birth is through the second mother. Notre Dame de Paris, Notre Dame de Chartres, our mother church. We are reborn by entering and leaving a church.
And it doesn't mean physically, it means...
spiritually.
That there's a power that's unique to the feminine principle.
It can be put that way. It's not necessarily unique to her. You can have a rebirth through the male also. But using this system of symbols, right, the woman becomes the regenerator.
There's that wonderful saying,